Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, June 21st. For KVNF News, Jody Peterson has a report on a recent event meant to connect Western Slope nonprofits with big donors.
Last week, from June 12th to 14th, the towns of Paonia and Hotchkiss hosted Rural Philanthropy Days. This conference is held twice a year in various rural locations in Colorado and comes to the Western Slope once every 4 years. It draws participants from nonprofits in Delta, Mesa, Eagle, Garfield, and Pitkin counties to meet with representatives from Colorado foundations. Rural Philanthropy Days got its start almost 30 years ago when a study found that just 3% of grants from private Colorado funders were going to communities outside the Front Range. To better connect those givers with nonprofits elsewhere in Colorado, the Anschutz Family Foundation and the Community Resource Center created the Rural Philanthropy Days program. More than 350 people attended this year, including 70 representing various funders. Stephanie Gommert, Rural Philanthropy Days coordinator, describes the program.
Rural Philanthropy Days program is a statewide program that we conduct all across Colorado, sort of rotating between these 8 regions we've created from the 52 rural counties. And really what we try to accomplish through the program is improve collaboration on a regional scale, so helping nonprofit professionals and community leaders, community organizations connect not only with folks from within their region and find new ways to collaborate, but also hopefully to help folks establish more connections, establish partnerships with Front Range grant-making entities and local, statewide grant-making entities as well that are invited across Colorado. So hoping to help them build new partnerships, hoping to help nonprofits build their capacity as well as another big goal of the program. So by bringing different professional development opportunities and trainings and panel discussions on a variety of different issues. And then, of course, just hoping that these participants will find new connections for funding by really putting them in the same room with these grant-making entities that they're able to see how they can better partner together and spread more dollars to the Western Slope region.
Elaine Brett of Paonia was one of the event's co-chairs. She says the conference will have both short and long-term impacts on Western Slope nonprofits.
The impact from all of that, we anticipate, will be that there'll be a closer tie of the funders to our nonprofit organizations in the region. There were relationships that were built, people who for the first time sat face-to-face with the program manager from the Betcher Foundation or the Anschutz Foundation and made new friends. So long-term, we hope to see a good bump up of funding in terms of grants and support from the Colorado funders. And typically, what the Community Resource Center has tracked over the last 7 years, from about 12 funders, they typically see a 65% increase in grants and funding for the local nonprofits.
For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
In a feature story from Capital Coverage, you probably didn't know, but Colorado has a website where you can see what the state is spending your tax dollars on, right down to the last penny. It includes everything from pizza for the governor's office to trips to Hawaii and Belgium. But when KVNF's Scott Franz took a closer look, he discovered the site is being neglected.
Let me start by saying the state's transparency tool is slow and somewhat hard to navigate. So I brought in Jeff Roberts to help me.
I'll let you take the wheel here.
Sure.
Roberts is a former data reporter for the Denver Post and now head of Colorado's Freedom of Information Coalition. After getting logged in, we can see it contains $42 billion worth of transactions.
Let's click on the Department of Human Services, and then it gives you some organizational categories with that. And you can also click on categories, funds.
But when we want to look deeper at recent travel expenses, we encounter our first issue.
And it's loading.
Still loading.
It's still loading.
Did you bring any cards to play with while we wait?
I didn't.
A full minute has gone by. and it's still loading.
One thing I would wonder is if someone would give up at this point.
And we did, after 2.5 minutes. So we tried the Department of Public Health and Environment page. It also gets stuck on the loading screen. While we wait, let me tell you why the state created the site in the first place with the help of Don Marostica.
Wouldn't you hope that somebody at the state level is watching the income and expenses and the total amount of money the state has every month? I mean, gosh, why wouldn't they be doing that?
The former Republican state representative sponsored the bill to create the online checkbook back in 2009. He worked with then-Democratic Governor Bill Ritter to launch the Transparency Online Project, or TOP.
I pay a lot of taxes. I've been very fortunate. I've made a lot of money, continue to make a lot of money, and I'd like to know, you know, where my 4.35% is going. And I think there are a lot of people that way, both Democrats and Republicans.
TOP got national attention when it debuted, and soon lawmakers passed a bill stating in all capital letters that it must be updated every 5 days. But in April, when I went to see what Governor Jared Polis was spending during his first months in office, it hadn't been updated in more than 3 months. So I reached out to Doug Platt, the spokesman for the state's Department of Personnel and Administration.
There was never any funding or staffing associated with the development of this system. And if you go back archivally, you'll see that it was not updated every 5 days. We flat did not have the resources, either in dollars to hire individuals or in personnel, to handle that as a priority.
Records show that since at least 2014, the site has only been updated a handful of times each year. And in 2017, there were zero updates. But Don Marostica isn't buying it.
They always have time. The staff, that's just an excuse by the staff.
After I spoke with Platt, the website started getting updated every week. But it still has other bugs. Jeff Roberts and I have now been waiting more than 15 minutes to view the page we started at the beginning of this story.
It's still loading.
It's still loading.
It's still loading. I think that we're not going to find out about the $1.9 million in travel expenses in the Department of Public Health and Environment. You know, I guess someone could just let this go and go run an errand and come back.
We didn't do that, but we were able to view the state of Washington's online checkbook and review expenses in their public health department in less than 2 minutes. And we loaded some of the expenses from the Polis administration, but the list that came up was incomplete. The
legislation says that transparency of state funding is a priority. If you're going to have something like this, do the best you can to make it useful for people. There's a lot of information in there. That's pretty obvious, but getting that information out of the database is pretty clunky.
Still, the state says about 1,500 unique users visited the state's transparency website in April, including myself. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, June 21st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.